places that aren't America, what do they think of Americans? When they look from afar and they look at us, they say, I love that when they do that. But we don't do that here, but I love when they do that.
What do you mean? Like, give me an example. I don't know what you mean.
Non-Americans love when Americans use football fields as a unit of measure. Like, that's 7 football fields away.
Right.
They don't understand that.
Yeah, I've got a girlfriend who is, she has a lot of money and she's buying a house. And I said, how much property? She goes, like 1 football field. I'm like, I love the fact that you think I know how big that is.
Love how they talk about weather. My favorite thing about Americans is how much they enjoy talking about the weather.
Do no other countries talk about the weather? Do they not care about the weather?
No. And that's what the Caribbean, they think it's just funny as hell that we talk about the weather.
Well, that's stupid because in the Caribbean where I lived for like well over a year, there's no talk about the weather because it's the same every day.
It's either raining or not raining.
It's hardly ever raining. You know, and it's funny. I remember like there was this, I lived in St. Thomas and there was a DJ that used to get on. His name was Brownie and he would get on. He would go, it's raining on the island today. That's not a good thing. And that was the whole weather report. That was it. It was like, it's raining on the island today, as if I couldn't open the window and see for myself, you know. So like people in California, people in Los Angeles, it's the same thing there. They never talk about the weather. Never, never. Because it's always the same in Los Angeles. Mm-hmm. So the reason why we talk about the weather in so many places in America is because one day it's 90 degrees, next day you have 14 feet of snow.
I think, though, now, and I thought this the other day when I was actually listening to radio, and they did a weather forecast, and it was a long forecast, like today, tonight, tomorrow, the next day. You know, the app that we have now can tell you exactly when the rain is going to begin.
Right, that's true.
So it is so archaic to do the weather forecast now. We thought this like 5 years ago, but now it's even worse.
You know, you say that, but I was somewhere with some friends yesterday, and I was the only person that had an umbrella with me because my mother called me and said, it's going to rain, bring an umbrella. So I don't check the weather app. I don't look and see, hey, is it going to rain? Do I need an umbrella? And the other two people that were with me, no one had an umbrella. And they were like, yeah, I never look at the weather. I'm like, yeah, I don't either. So, but if I'd be listening to the radio, they'd be like, hey, it's going to rain today, stupid. You know what I mean? So not everyone checks. Just because we have access to that app doesn't mean we actually check it.
I check the weather every 2 hours. I want to know when the rain is going to begin, when it's going to end. I want to know if it's going to snow. But I don't wait for somebody to tell me. I wait for my app to update. I love how Americans decorate for every season.
Every holiday, every season. Yes. Mm-hmm. Are you kidding? That's my favorite thing about going to Home Goods. They have like entire seasonal sections. Target and Home Goods is so good like that. It's like, I don't even need to know what holiday is coming up. I just go to Target. Oh, I got to buy my Valentine stuff.
I love it when Americans say they're going to horseback ride. Like there's any other part of the horse you can ride.
Well, no, we distinguish between bike riding, horse. Oh, I see. Instead of horse riding, horseback riding.
Mm-hmm.
Because we don't say bike seat riding.
Right. Horseback riding. No. Really? We thought you were going to ride its neck. And when people are talking, they love when Americans say, I got a question to ask. Just ask the question. You don't have to say, can I ask you a question? Just ask it.
I love that you said that because that's one of the scams that goes on here in New York. There's somebody on the street. There's tons of people on the street that are out there and they stop you and they go, hey, can I ask you a question? And then you say, sure. And then they say, you know, whatever the question is, they're trying to get money out of you. But I always say the exact same thing every single time. Hi, can I ask you a question? I say, you just did.
That was your one. You got
that was
one
your one.
Chance,
you just did. That was your question.
This person said, my favorite thing about Americans is their extreme disgust for line cutters.
Oh,
for people that
yeah.
cut in line.
Yes. Well, that's universal. Hang on a minute. That is universal. Not that I've traveled all over the world, but I've been in enough places that when somebody cuts in the line, I don't know if they actually will go after the person. Some countries are more polite than we are. They might comment to the person next to them, but maybe they wouldn't walk over and be like, hey, yeah, back of the line, asshole.
All right. Go to a place in Canada and cut in line, and then go to a place in Jersey and cut in line. It's two different places.
That's a good point. Yeah, that's very true.
In Canada, they're like, oh, I guess you wanted to go ahead because you're busy and you have things to do. In Jersey, they'll cut your head off.
Right. That's a very good point. Okay. I grant it. Touche.
Why do Americans love to wear college apparel so much? It's like, I get it. You're in debt.
I know, that's true. I haven't had very good experiences at the schools I've been to. So I made it a point to, when I was there, I bought the jerseys or the sweatshirts or whatever. I never wear them because I hate those fucking schools and I owe them all money still.
Still, you owe them money. I hate when Americans say, I'm Italian. Like, no, you're not. Your great grandparents were Italian. You couldn't even point out Italy on a map. Yeah.
Right. That's interesting. That's really funny. I know. I do that all the time. People are like, they'll say something to me and I'll go, no, I'm French. You're not fucking French. You're from Brooklyn, honey.
I hate it when Americans are like, I went to Europe. Like, where'd you fucking go? Madrid? Where did you go?
Right. Well, see, that's the difference between, so America is one country. Europe is lots of countries. So they're right. You know, to say that I went to Europe, that's almost like saying I went to North America. Well, where in North America were you?
I went to North America.
It's the same thing.
Oh, great. How did you like North America? I hate when Americans are like, oh my God, it's 100 degrees here. And I'm like, bitch, that's the boiling point according to the rest of the world. Yeah, because we're the only ones that say degrees.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
Yeah, everybody else is, it's 100, you should be dead. Right. 100 doesn't mean the same. I hate when Americans call their teams world champions. Like, which world did you compete in?
I know that's like the World Series. It's like, it isn't the World Series. I mean, it's the American Series.
Right.
I mean, your baseball team did not compete against people in China, you know, and people in Russia or people in Afghanistan. Like, you're literally, it's the American world. It's the American Series. It's not the World Series.
Yeah, it's like if the Mets play the Yankees in the World Series. No, it's just the New York Series.
Right, exactly. Yeah, I'm with them on that one. That one's correct.
Why do Americans remove the second A from caramel when pronouncing it? Caramel.
Oh, caramel. Yeah. Caramel. I think that's a regional thing. I've got friends that say caramel and I've got friends that say caramel. Just like, you know, that kind of pie with the nuts in it. If you're from the South, you say pecan because in the South, a pecan is something you take on a long trip.
I hate when Americans say Paris, France. We know it's in France, Travis. No one takes a romantic city break to Texas.
Well, there is a Paris, Texas. You know, you got to be clear about things.